There is one final category that I now want to look at. This is probably the most significant category of all. It is entitled external dialogue. That is, where the reversal communicates a message to another person. Reverse speech is a communication process. We are constantly having conversations in reverse every minute of every day. These conversations take the form of requests, commands, insults, negotiations, etc. The mind receives these reversals and responds accordingly. The existence of reverse speech may explain many aspects of human intuition, or that feeling we all have where we just know. How many times have you had a conversation with someone and felt that there was more to what was being said, or you may have known that the person was lying? In many cases, you are responding directly to the speech reversal and calling that feeling intuition. I played an example of this on tape 1, where a reversal occurred that said, "Reverse me back." I then responded accordingly. Here is another example now, where I was in session with a female client who wanted to give up cigarette smoking. At one stage, I commenced to ask her age. Here is that example.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was 17.
And you're,
I'm 47.
A speech reversal occurs on the following forward section.
And you're,
And here is that speech reversal at 3 separate speeds. It says, how old? And here is that soundtrack again, this time with the reverse phrase spliced in. Notice how my client responds directly to my reversed phrase. Here we go.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was 17.
And you're, And you're,
I'm 47.
The following example is similar. It is a small portion of an interview conducted with a man who was suspected of sending his wife a threatening letter. Listen to this interaction.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
I will now isolate the precise section of forward dialogue where the speech reversal occurred.
Let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
And here is a reversal at 3 separate speeds. It says, I want to see that letter.
I want to see that letter.
Now, the entire soundtrack forwards with the reversal spliced in. Notice how the reporter offers to show the man the letter as soon as his speech reversal occurred.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter? I want to see that letter.
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
The next soundtrack I want to play for you contains an excellent example of reverse dialogue. It also depicts another reverse speech category that is entitled comparative reversals. Sometimes a speech reversal will occur that seems to have no obvious complementary relationship with the forward dialogue. At first, these obscure reversals bothered me because they seemed to defy the theory of complementarity. However, the relationship was soon discovered. The complementarity of these reversals lie in the emotional relationship between the forwards and reverse dialogue. Comparative reversals will communicate a topic that has the same emotions attached to it as the forward dialogue, so that even though the verbal content may be different, the emotional content will be the same. Thus, we have an emotional connection between the forward and reverse, rather than the normal connection between the subject matter. These are called comparative reversals. Take, for example, the following soundtrack. It is me, and I'm having a somewhat heated discussion with friends about organized religion. Note my emotional state. Here we go.
I've been brought up with formality all my life since I was 1 year old in the United Church. I've had it all my life. Formality and liturgies and chants and hymns and
prayer and amens.
Prayer and amens and formalizations. I've had it all my life.
I agree. I
don't relate to it.
I can't cope with that either. I cannot.
A reversal occurs on this section that says, Pete Marsh, he's still the rival. There is a speech data on the reverse word the. Here it is. A little history now will help you understand this reversal. Pete Marsh was my former wife's old boyfriend. At the time of this recording in 1986, I had had a major fight with Pete Marsh a week earlier. He had been staying with us for the previous 2 weeks, and his conduct had been somewhat unbecoming. I had forcibly removed him from the house. The fact that the reversal occurred in this section is significant, because the emotions I felt in both situations were the same: betrayal, anger and invasion by the church, and betrayal, anger and invasion by Pete Marsh. Listen to the reversal one more time. Another reversal occurs on this section immediately afterwards. It is on my friend, and it says, "You're wrong, you're wrong." Here it is at three speeds. This reversal was in direct response to my previous reversal. My friend was telling me that I was wrong with my previous reverse statement. Thus, we had a brief reversed exchange, at the same time as another topic was being discussed in forward speech. Here are those two reversals now, played together. The example I'm about to play stunningly illustrates the process of reverse dialogue transpiring. That is, where speech reversals can be seen to prompt a response in forward speech and communicate with each other in reverse speech. The section of recording I'm playing is the last few seconds of a conversation I had with two people in Australia in 1988. I was thinking that it was time to stop recording and play the tape backwards to find reversals. Just as I was about to make the suggestion, another person in the group made it first.
That's nice. You can hear it. You can hear it actually. You can see it work. I mean, it's the most provable theory,
yeah,
I think, that's ever been put forward. Yeah.
That's right. We were so sceptical when we read your newsletter, but then we heard it.
Yeah, well,
there it was.
Yeah, it's like that with everything.
Yeah.
It's just our interest is only really curiosity.
Well, did you think that might just be enough?
Note my final comment. Who knows, I might have even said it backwards. Then you hear the click of the tape player as I turned it off. During this conversation, a reverse discussion was occurring that directly affected the flow of events in forward speech. I will illustrate this for you in two manners. Firstly, I'll play you all the reversals together in a conversational string or sentence. Then I'll play the tape forwards again, this time with the reversals superimposed over the soundtrack. But first of all, here is the reversed string. I begin by saying in reverse, "Hear what I say," which reflects my thoughts at the time to stop recording. The other person cues into my reversals and says, "Now let's listen." He then follows immediately with a reversal that says, "This is funny," which is indeed how he felt. Funny about playing tapes backwards to hear extra messages. I then finish with the single word, "Listen." It reflects my confidence. I have done this type of exercise many times before. Reversals are always found, and people are always amazed. Here now are all those reversals played together in a reverse sentence at three separate speeds. Reversals once again, "Hear what I say," "Now let's listen," "This is funny," "Listen." I'll now play you the forward soundtrack once again. This time with a reversal superimposed at the precise point where they occurred. You are now hearing the bi-level communication process in action. Both modes of speech, forwards and reverse, at the same time. Here it is.
they speak, you can't deny it. You can hear it. You can see it in action. You can see it work. I mean, it's the most provable theory I think that's ever been put forward.
I want to play for you now another entire reverse conversation. The section you're about to hear is taken from a session I conducted with a female client. During this session, there were tensions and mistrust between us that couldn't be explained. The reversals reveal the undercurrent of tension as this mistrust is played out. I'll play for you just the reversals only, with no forward dialogue. They occur during the last 6 minutes of our conversation. There are 11 reversals altogether. I'll play each reversal for you twice, then tell you what it says, then play it for you once more. You will have to listen carefully because the original recording had some noise on it. Let's get started. This reversal is on me, and it said, "Piss off, wolf."
Piss off, wolf.
Here is the second reversal. There are two reversals in this section. The first one is on my client, and it says, "I believe you can't be trusted." The second reversal is on me, and it says, "She don't trust this." Here is the third reversal.
Well, why?
It is on me, and it says, "Well, why?"
Well, why?
Here is the fourth reversal. Reversals on my client, and it says, "Look and see, you make it up."
Look and see, you make it up.
Here is the fifth reversal. It is on me, and it says, "Does not trust me."
Does not trust me.
Here is the sixth reversal.
You lousy shit.
It is on me, and it says, "You lousy shit."
You lousy shit.
Here is the seventh reversal. It is on me, and it says, "Need a cigarette, must have it." Here is the eighth reversal. It is on my client, and it says, "I'm upset." Here is the ninth reversal. It is on me, and it says, "I need wisdom." Here is the tenth reversal.
Absolutely.
It's on my client, and it says, "I've seen wisdom."
Absolutely.
And here is the 11th and final reversal. It is on my client, and it says, "I don't believe there's much on earth." Here are those reversals played again, joined together in a reversed conversational string.
I don't care.
We now have a concrete explanation for many aspects of human intuition. Reverse conversations like the one I just played occur constantly. In fact, it would appear that most of our intuitive responses or feelings can be easily explained by the very existence of reverse speech. Reverse speech allows us to be honest in spite of ourselves. No matter how hard we try to conceal the truth will be revealed. We cannot help it. It's almost like a safety valve. We cannot not tell the truth. Reverse speech is the ultimate truth detector. So next time you receive strange feelings from someone, take notice of them. You're probably responding to their speech reverses. Now, to end this lesson on complementarity and reverse speech categories, I want to stress to you strongly the high importance these factors have on your analysis. Without theoretical guidelines and understanding of complementarity, most of the reversals that you find will be meaningless, or you'll misinterpret what they mean. You cannot understand a reversal without first examining the complementarity involved. I repeat, you cannot understand a reversal without first understanding the complementarity involved. When you find reversal, you must examine it in conjunction with the forward dialogue. Ask yourself the following questions. What is the precise forward dialogue responsible for the reversal? What is the sentence and paragraph in which the reversal appears? What is the emotional content of the forward dialogue, and is it similar to the emotional content of the reverse dialogue? Is reversal congruent with or contradicting the forward? Is reversal communicating extra information? And what extra insights does the reversal give you? Have you ever suddenly known something about someone without knowing how you obtained that knowledge? Chances are you received the knowledge in reverse, as did I in this following interaction. The conversation occurred with the TV reporter as he was shooting a spot about reverse speech. During this shoot, he decided to test the accuracy of reverse speech by deliberately lying about his age. Here is this conversation.
Because if you were delivering a pre-prepared story, you would predetermine what you're going to say. You'd write your own script like an actor would, basically. Well, I'm going to say something here quite categorically. Mm. I am 32 years of age. And I'll keep on saying, well, I'm 32 years of age, 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 I am 32 years of age. Now, I've been talking for longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I am 32 years of age. If I've been saying the same thing, it would be interesting to see what comes out.
Yeah.
Over that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, keep on talking about it.
Okay.
About something else. Well, here's a quick one I just got on the picture. This one was recorded a couple of weeks ago. I've got some really clear ones.
We have a situation here where the reporter set up a test for me. I wanted him to keep on talking, hoping that his real age would appear in reverse as a trial reversal. In fact, he revealed his true age in reverse as a lead reversal that occurred immediately prior to the test being given. Here is a forward soundtrack where that lead reversal occurred. The reversal says, 37, it came up. And indeed, as reporter later revealed to me, his 37th birthday had occurred just 2 weeks prior to this interview. Here it is at three separate speeds. A second reversal occurs in this soundtrack right at the very end of our interaction. The reversal is on me. Listen to the forward dialogue where that reversal occurred.
I got some really clear ones.
And a reversal occurs in this section of soundtrack that says, now you're 37. Here it is at three speeds. I wonder if you spotted the mystery in that interaction. Why did the reporter's age appear on my reversals? I had no idea how old he was. The answer simply is, he told me. I had received his earlier reversal of 37, it came up. This is an example of unconscious knowledge being handed on in reverse. Take careful note, this is a theme I will explore later in this tape series. Listen to that interaction again and note carefully what transpired. The reporter delivered his reversal, 37 it came up. He then conducts his test.
I am 32 years of age, and I'll keep on saying I'm 32 years of age, I'm 32 years of age, I'm 32 years of age.
I then responded with, now you're 37. I received the information and then confirmed it. The process of unconscious knowledge being transferred on in reverse is now complete. This ends side two of the tape. Please start tape three.